Hello.
It's isolated my freaking audio.
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you hear the podcast playing in the background?
Yeah, it's there's they got some bugs to work out. I've been taking notes.
I'm gonna make up a funny radio. Steve is
well,
in the back crying, everybody, because he hates the new 3.0 at the time. He's cool now.
It's crazy. It's like they added another layer onto the software, and the two versions are probably interacting. And it's like, like I've noticed Bluetooth support's a little shaky. And then I switched devices because I think the problem when you called last was it didn't work on my end. I was on my iPad and not my iPhone. And my iPhone, you know, has the 4G assist and all that stuff. So I can beam the mothership's transmissions either way.
Yeah, the only thing I have a problem with the new features, pretty much, I guess you could say, is anytime someone says they publish my call-in, and I don't know whether or not that's literally true because I don't leave that many on a person's thing, you know, but I was like, okay, I kept on getting from Ann Capone that I was leaving him. I said, I didn't message that many
times. Oh, I figured that out. It's because of it's the new dashboard feature. I think we're all on our laptops once we're trying to re-edit the episodes because things are coming in weird. You can't just echo anymore. So like I did it yesterday. I'm sure you probably saw me publish like 20 times, but I was really adding every time someone called in, logging into the dashboard on my laptop, redoing the episode and republishing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured if I can't echo, the best thing I can do is call someone else's station, which is the same way I would do it if I was on my own, you know what I'm saying, and my own podcast, and pretty much if they play it, that's an echo. If you think about it, that's the little trick that I'm using to like bring back echo, I guess. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, I've been doing the same. Coming back and coming back soon, so.
Is your
left? So, yeah. Yeah, I've been hanging out, doing the thing. Where are you
in Florida.
The universe? Florida, right on. I actually have a friend, the Roach, out of Gainesville, but he's been in a couple other cities too as the host of the Roach Motel, usually on like a heavy metal or like he was on an EM station for a while
in
Miami. No, I keep telling him to podcast, but he refuses because he's like old school DJ that does radio, actual FM radio, and he refuses to get
come up with an old school black guy that from the 70s or 60s as a DJ. I was gonna call him Johnny Magic or Johnny Lightning or something. That, I'm coming up with a character. I'm gonna put him out there at some point. He's old.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, the metal.
Like the wolf man. Like the wolf man that would come at
you. Wow. Old school as fuck. That's what's up. Hey, you got to stand up for something, I guess. You know what I mean? You stand up.
So, yeah, he's down there. Yeah, I was like, Roach, yeah, get on Anchor. Come on my show. Because dude's fucking hilarious.
Invite him on one day and just you talk to him. Well, do you guys see each other type of thing or no?
Yeah, well, he's one of my he's actually like one of my best friends since like middle school's older brother. So it's like when I see him, it's usually through my friend, but we always like tweet at each other and Facebook and stuff like that. So, and I always call into his radio show drunk.
I need to do a drunk rant.
Well, he got fired for like drunk.
Hey, this is Dr. Notorious doing a spiny heck fucking rant.
Everybody will understand. They will be mad at you.
Oh yeah. But yeah. So yeah, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, in the Central Ohio area. And so, I've been doing this for a couple months just because it's like, you know, I was a performer in, you know, like as a kid and middle school and high school. That just kind of. Oh, really? I'm sorry. Oh, geez. I got totally got in trouble
there. I thought you were doing this for years. I thought you were the actual voice of the Rick and Morty show. Oh, the type you were, though. And I didn't know that you were a character. The Rick and Morty show. But you sound like the character. I think that's why I used to always see the it looked like the character on your little icon before 2.0.
Oh yeah, Justin Roland. No, and actually, yeah, I feel bad about taking that. That's why I switched my other icon to a painting. I'm working on, I'm going to do that same photo, but I'm going to do it with my actual face and the Hunter S. Thompson gear I've got on order. So yeah, just trying. Yeah, really getting started, getting it out there. Like, you know, my listeners are kind of just in the dozens right now, but like you guys are up there.
Listeners have gone up since 3.0, or they have gone down, or they're still the same, or what? Like I used to get a lot of favorites, and I'm not getting as many now since the change. So I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes it bothers me. Sometimes I'm like, you know, they'll hear me at some point, I guess. But when's that sometime? If that comes back, it's going to be a little. I think it's going to be a little more challenging. But maybe that's the point. Who knows?
Well, it's. I think a lot of it is that it's on the dashboard now, on the web page. So, you know, it's like you can do everything on the web page. You can do stuff. They added an iPad version, which they didn't have before, and then the phone version. And so it's like, you know, you go there now, and it's like I had no idea how many people really listened to me on other things. And so it's like, oh, you've got like it says I've got like 10 downloads, and you know, this week like 30 people listen to me on Apple Podcasts, 48 on Anchor, and then 500 on other.
You're thinking of the same feature, my friend, and I was like, oh, you can look at how many people actually were. I don't know, it has some type of rating. Like before, I was looking at one of mine and it didn't, like there was no little spike, but then it had like a little huge spike on a different segment, and I was like, oh, okay. I was trying to get used to that, but you know, I've gotten so used to this one, I haven't gone to look, and I wanted to look on my actual computer and see how that goes. So it probably says a little bit better. Who knows? I don't know. I've looked at it like that. I've looked at it from my phone, so I haven't gotten a chance to look at it from an actual computer or a laptop.
Yeah. What are you using when you do like the background noise and the? Are you actually recording through Anchor? Or are you recording through like an Audacity or a program and then posting?
I'm doing it. Old school style. I'm doing it just from the thought of my imagination. PlayStation 4, a sound bar, a little condenser microphone that I have attached to the phone, and that's it. It's very simple. I tell you, my budget has only been about maybe about $15. No lie. And I have a lot of, you know, little gadgets and shit, but for the most part, very simple, 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 keep it simple. And I feel for everybody who feels the need to get all these expensive microphones, but you tell me when you listen to my stuff, does it sound like it's quality? Or does it sound like...
Oh, yeah.
Very simple. If you want to, when we talk a little bit later on a more of a personal note, I'll tell you what I got and what I bought, and maybe you can get it yourself. If you want it.
Yeah.
You know, they have the ones that plug into the phone. You know what I mean? But this was so inexpensive that I had to try it. And since I've gotten it, it's pretty good. I even saw a review on it of it on YouTube, and that's exactly what got me. That would be like a YouTube. Like, I'm not sold until I've seen it on YouTube and I've seen people use it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh man, fuck! What a fucking night! Very interesting. I had a couple of interesting segments tonight, man. I was like hanging out with some people, and one of my old, old school friends. She's like 39, and her nephew is like 21. So I was like doing an interview of the generation on my, because I enjoy doing the voices. I love doing the voices. The voices are not, the only thing I want to do. I want to be able to interview people, interview me, and it's. So it keeps it interesting that we all stay kind of grounded and stay together as a unit, because not, we don't have to have everybody on here like us, but if there's about a good hundreds of us that stick together, at least within a good bit, or people, you know, they have only like set of people, number, but there's 10, 20, 30 that are consistently listening to you, you listen to them and they speak back. I don't see no problem with doing interviews. I mean, I've heard people complain, whatever. But it's not to be disrespectful. I think we're all trying to help each other out. So interviewing is good. It's a good thing. So I push for it. Like I said, I called that girl who just started, and I saw her awake. She sent me a message. So I was like, hey, she's awake. Let's talk. Let's do it. And that's the angle I kind of want to push onto. I got another segment that I'm going to be doing with the same people that I told you that I was with. And they're starting up a foundation for veterans who are, that don't have jobs, they come back and that they got postpartum, from the war and everything in between, and they committing suicide at alarming rate numbers, and I want to interview them and have them be on the podcast and tell me their, what they're going to do with this foundation and try to help them out,
Oh, wow, cool. Yeah, I've been trying to set up the same thing. With people I know and connections. I need to get it. It's been on my phone for a couple months now, but interviewing deadheads at the Dead and Company shows. It's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm like new to it. I had a friend turn me on to the Grateful Dead, and then him and I will go to Dead and Company shows or even, cover bands. Like there's all sorts of Dead cover bands. There's still the Jerry Garcia band tours without Jerry Garcia. But yeah, I need to get all that stuff together and get on there. But it was really interesting, like, talking to people, because it's like one big community and one big family, especially the old school people, and how they meet and how they interact. Because my friend has been one like forever, since he was in like high school, and he's not significantly older than me, but like 10, 15 years older than me. And so he just tells me all the crazy stories and the trips. And then, we go out there and I'm just a person that talks to random strangers around me, and it drives like my friends and family crazy sometimes. I just got in trouble now from my wife, because I was out in the garage trying to get a better signal, and she's like, she could hear me because our bedroom's above it, and the dog was barking, and our baby's asleep. So, and then she just texted me like, "It's 4:30 in the morning."
So then, I don't want to keep you long, and I don't want to get you in trouble, but I appreciate you calling me. So I called you back.
Oh, no, it's cool. Yeah, but it's like, I've been, working my straight job and then doing this, and it's like, and she's like, "You do it all the time." And it's like, yeah, but it's, I love doing this. And it's like, I go to work and it's like agony. And it's like, that's why it's like, I hope we could.
My 3.0, she's like, just an app, blah, blah, blah. I said, "Dave, you have no idea. That's my livelihood. It feels like it's my livelihood. It feels what I'm supposed to be doing. It feels right." You know what I'm saying? I even came up with a jingle for myself. I'm not going to sing it at the moment, but the idea is there. I don't know if you listen to my podcast. There's one where I'm singing, like I did like a freestyle. It's called Disney version style or something like that. I forget how what I named it. But I was doing like a Broadville type of thing where I was going, so I'm going to come up with a song for my station. Or podcast or whatever you want to call it, but yeah, it's gonna be funny. It's gonna be on that note. It kind of sounds It's gonna sound like a kids show, like a kids show intro, like a song for kids.
Oh God. Who is the guy in New Jersey? Uncle David Bowie and other, like, you know, guys that were out there. There's this weird local television performer, and I can't remember, Uncle something, and that's what he did. It was a comedy children's show for adults. So yeah, he did the weird little jingles and stuff like that. But yeah, I've been working. If you go back to one of my past episodes, I did like a hip hop.
Oh, did you?
It's really goofy because I just use I have a couple instruments that I play, but I mostly use GarageBand.
Nice.
And so instruments that I play badly. I'm not like a Juilliard trained musician or anything. I'm like self taught. Just a guitar and then like MIDI and stuff like that. So it's like, I do, that's why I like some of my songs and stuff I put on there are ones that I do make really badly in my basement. But yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, like I did performing in like all up until college, you know, from like a kid and like choirs and, you know, drama club and theater, and then college I took one theater class and then I stopped because it was like, you know, all the adults in my life were like, well, it's time to get serious. It's time to grow up, you know, it's time to put on a suit and tie.
Only the killers. I go through that every day. It's so sad though. Why do people feel that if you reach a certain age, your ambition should stop? That's ridiculous. You should never stop trying to be better than what you are. And what's the problem with wanting it, you know? And people just think, oh no, well, if you're for a certain age, you need to give up. That's bullshit, because there are people who are older and they get into their late 30s or 40s, and before they get their, you know, their foot in the door, the people weren't paying attention to them. But when they finally do, they see they still have potential. So I just think everybody on here has that potential, and Jay-Z has said it, and plenty of people have said it. It's the law of attraction. If you speak it into existence, and I'm a big believer of that, then it'll come through. It'll come through if you really want it. But you have to do the work. That's the thing that Gary Vee said on there. And like I've told other people, and I'll say it again, I came across Anchor by accident. It wasn't for me. It was for someone else. And they didn't take advantage of me trying to tell them about it. And I got on here trying to look into it for them and ended up being my golden goose. So I told him, hey, don't come over here. And so I'm ready to tell you to come over here because, you know, this is my thing. So you have your thing, I have my thing. Because the other person's like, you know, entertainer, and they're good. He's a great guy. It's my brother, but, you know, my brother from another mother. But, you know, so he starts doing his podcast. I'm not going to say his name yet. But I will say, Contagious Hope Music is what we do. So, yes. I also sing too. I don't know if you noticed that, but I also sing. Angie Ray loves my singing. She says, Spidey, heck, don't call me unless you're going to sing to me because I don't want to hear your funny voices. And I'm like, hey, this is what I do. But you know what? I'm not mad at her because I give her credit for acknowledging that was my true passion. Singing was always my passion, but comedy has always been in my heart. But I just never pursued it until now. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and me too. And, you know, you look at Rodney Dangerfield started in, what, his late 30s, early 40s?
Yep.
And so things like that. And so it's the same thing. And so I tell my wife, too. She's like, well, what do you want to do with your life? And it's like, I'm doing it in the basement at night.
You got to start somewhere.
And early in the morning, you know, because like my insomnia hits and I wake up and I'm like, I'll go back to sleep. But then I start listening to you guys and coming up with stuff and calling in now. Right. And it's like, I'm sorry.
Like yesterday I went to sleep around like 5:30. I got up at 11 and was like back on clock. I'm like, hey, Zach, I'm back on time. You know, I want to stay relevant. I want to stay consistent with it. And it's the funny thing is I brought my mic and my stuff to work, and periodically I would disappear because I work in a hospital, and I disappear, and I'll go, well, I'm not disappearing. I just go somewhere with it when I'm walking to go, because I'm a phlebotomist. I take it with blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know what it, yeah, I know. My wife's in medical field, too, and my mother, so I know the terms.
I'm going to the stairwell where it's very, like, echoey, and I did a Batman segment in that hallway. I'm like, and it was echoing with such greatness, and I love the sound. I had to record there, and I did it. So I take it to work, and I do it at work, and I even tell my coworkers, I'm like, hey, you know the silly voices that you guys hear me saying when I'm trying to, you know, work with you guys, work around and walk around and we're working? I said, those voices have a place. And I tell them about the station and the podcast, and they go, wow, we would never have thought that. So it's cool, man. I love the show. I love to share that joy that I have with doing this with people. My girlfriend, she goes, you seem so much happier. You talk to me differently. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm happier. You know what I mean? As long as you want me to be happy, we're good. If you don't want me to be happy, you can disappear because I'm staying here. I ain't going nowhere.
Nope. Right on. Yeah. Yeah. For me, though, I can't, you know, I'd have to be fully off the clock if I record at work anything like a podcast on the clock. They could take it and publish it themselves with my contract.
Oh, wow. That's the.
I work for a large technology company, and so that produces content and produces apps and everything like that. So, you know, they could theoretically, I don't think they would. They'd probably just say, get back to work. You slacker, your stuff sucks. But I don't know. They could also be like, oh, we own that. So technically, unless I like log out for lunch and like sit in my car, which I would do, you know, if the moment hit me, definitely. Because yeah, it's like, you know, what is your passion? And I was talking about this the other day with my friend. It's, you know, it's what makes the time go faster, you know, sitting at work, you know, doing your job, or it's like, you know, or doing stuff like this. And I was just like, I just feel much more alive and awake. And, you know, when I'm sitting around watching TV or doing something else, it's like, I'm just asleep, you know, this is what I do. And it's you get that performing bug in you. And, you know, a lot of, it's like, yeah, it's like an addiction, you know?
I was actually talking to someone else the other day. But, as well as talking about the same thing, you know, just if your passion's there, your passion's there. If you don't have a passion for it in the way you should, and that's true, you really do. It goes back to the work ethic. It's not about just coming on here and talking and, you know, whatever the fuck. And it's about really perfecting your craft. You have to really want this shit to the point where you're going to try to do whatever you need to do, even if that means losing a little bit of sleep. And I've lost plenty. But I've noticed that I've grown. I've gotten better. My voice has gotten better. My technique, my style, my approach, everything is coming out so swiftly. Like, go back, if you would, and go, like, I'm going to keep saying this. Go to my podcast and listen to this particular segment. Go back and listen to, you've heard, okay, you know, you heard Vinny. Remember Vinny used to be kind of a little funny, whatever, and 2.0. And 3.0, I made Vinny fucking real, because I was so mad that day when Friday, I don't even like to mention it, but the day Friday came and all the crashing was happening with the app, when I came out with that Vinny came out, and it came from the heart. It came straight from my anger that I was just like frustrated with the way the app was, like, just, you know, just a bug, that it came out aggressively on point, and I did it in one take. So the thing that pissed me off was, remember, that the app was being glitchy, and it let me record. It was letting me record. I just couldn't hear the thing, you know. And what it did was I accidentally hit the export data or export audio. And I took the actual file and I emailed it to myself. Now it's no longer on here. So I had to record it on through a, you know, a different way. I forget how I did it. But I had to record it over onto the anchor, and it still sounded gritty. It sounded better when I did it over, you know, the first time, but it was fucking insane, bro. You have to listen to that shit and realize I really am taking you on a journey when I take you to in the mind of Vinny Gagliarucci. because he's a fat ass. Like, he would kick Tony Soprano's ass. You know what I'm saying? He's vicious. He's vicious. He's vicious. That's why he's a hitman. That's why I put him. In my mind, he became a hitman. He wasn't just a Don. He was like a Don that is not afraid to still whack somebody if he has to. So that's what I'm going with. You know, he'll get stopped again, but he had to show his real, you know, his machismo.
Cajones.
You're gonna get the home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my old stuff, I'd keep doing, like, celebrity or political. It's like Bernie Sanders or the Danos. Or Bill. Actually, Bill, I can do Billy pretty good. Shoop-doop-a-doo-doop. I'm over here. I'm over there.
Hello, this is calling you from the 80s, and this is my ghost. Have you seen me? She's dead too. Google us if you don't know who Ronnie Dickens is.
Yeah, I know. So, like, podcasts, you're always worried, like, there's just 20-year-old kids, and they're just like, who is that? Who is he talking about? Is he making that person up?
He's like, go back and look into your Google account. Fine. United States
president.
Number
42. It's like I work with some younger people too, and I'll make like a Dom DeLuise reference, and they'll just look at me like I'm insane. I was like, oh my God, he died a really long time ago.
The older I get, and it's funny when I speak to people and I say something, and I'm like, wow, now I know how it felt when I was in my 20s and people in their 40s and they were making references, and I'm like, but then again, I'm not gonna say kids are stupid. It's just not, they have access to everything. That's why they're a little bit lazy. You know what I mean? They have access to everything. We had encyclopedias when we had to do our fucking homework. They have the internet, so it's easier.
Yeah, Wikipedia and Google. Yeah, so
we had to go a fucking volume. Encyclopedias A through B, B through C, C through D, and so on and so forth. And we had the right
all the references. I hated those papers, and then all the references and everything you had to cite. And oh God, yeah. Flashback.
No.
Well, my sister's half my age, and
she's an artist. I mean, you know what's going on. Yeah. So I know in advance. What is it called? I had an idea. This is what I called the last one. I was calling it Spidey Hex Late Night Podcast Interview. That was my like I said, if I messaged you and you messaged me back and it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, let's work. I'm gonna call you up.
Oh yeah.
And like I said, there's people that don't answer their phones, they just wanna keep it on to themselves type of thing. Maybe they said, you know, maybe another time. It's fine. It's all good. I ain't mad at nobody. Yeah. We're going to do this all together, and we'll make it together. And it's going to work. Maddie Moe cracked me up, because Maddie Moe is someone that I always seen, but I never listened to him, because I was still busy working on my own shit to go and peep out everybody. But I had, like, certain people that I keep, you know, saying that from the beginning, that, you know, top 5 or 6 people or 10 people that I knew that I would always hit up. But Matty Moe, he's the coolest fucking dude, man. He just cracked me up. His heart is always on point. He's always got a happy triple type man. It's another thing I want you to go back to. I'm not sure you did it, but someone else did. He did as well. I had a segment where I said, everybody call in and I want you to do the most perverted sexual characters you can come up with.
I heard that. I was going to do that. Yeah, I was working on something.
Go look at the podcast. It's already there. I only got a couple of people that did it, so it's probably about 10 minutes. I think about 10 minutes long, whatever, maybe 9 and a half, something like that. But when Max Mo, when Matty Mo goes on there, he fucking destroyed it. I loved it. He brought that segment to life. So it's me. If you listen to what that shit that he says, he speaks like Stewie, and it's, I'm not even saying what he says. Go check it out.
I had a similar idea. It's kind of weird prank though, is post Craigslist ads and like the people looking for sex, and then read the dirty responses you get. Like post something like, "Oh, tell me what you want to do with me," or something, you know. And then just like read the weird ass responses that you get.
Hell, I couldn't do that. My girlfriend would kill me. She would think I really was trying to find somebody to
fuck. No. You post as a woman. Post as a woman looking for a guy. And see how many pervert responses you get. That's what I meant. No. I'm married too. My wife would kill me if I
radio. You're not gonna fucking do that. Like, no, honey, no. I'm actually fucking a woman. What if some guy comes looking for you? She'll find my I love my girlfriend that does. But she tries to find, like, she's like the most pessimistic person I know. But she's a Pisces, so it's like they change their mind in 5 seconds. They're like bipolar. But for real, it's like, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck. I'm here to do what I gotta do. And like I said, whether it's on some funny shit, it's some straightforward shit, or, you know, even going to the dimensions, like, I don't know, again, I'm going to keep referring to myself because it's true, I come up with some crazy shit. Billy, I found a way to make Billy even darker. Like I said, I'm taking all my characters from 2.0 and I'm really bringing them to 3.0. Like, I'm upgrading them to a point where you go, what the fuck did I just listen to? Like, this guy. I'm telling you, if you listen to Billy is not just your average. The best way I can explain it, Billy, the way I made him, I have him being the kid that's the kooky, crazy, psychopathic kid, but I also take you into his mind. Like, everything you hear in the segment where I put Billy, his own couple of segments, a couple of podcasts, you're listening to the demons that are in his head. This is the shit that the kid hears. You know what I mean? And then at the end, it's Billy starts talking whatever else about, you know, how he's going to kill you and pay attention. He's under your bed, you know, whatever. He's in your closet. Like, and I made him so fucking dark, but I wanted it to be dark because we all have this demon sometimes that when we get angry, and Billy's that. Billy's my dark side. You know what I mean? He says, I can see this kid being like standing behind the tree and you go, the fuck is that kid doing over there? He's just looking at you, holding on to a balloon. and a dog leash with no dog on it with blood all over it. You know what I mean? Like, I make him scared. Just put that way. I make him scared.
Terrifying. Yeah, Billy, like, I hear that voice sometimes, and I'm just like, especially if it's late at night, I was like, I gotta listen to that when the sun's out. I can't listen to that right
now. Trust me, when I make those sometimes, I have to have the window open and the doors open in my house, because I start to say, well, what if I close the door, and then I open the door, there's actually a demon that jumps into my ass, and I summon some shit. So, it's crazy, and I've actually learned the way when I was recording, I'm telling you, go listen to it. I found a way to make my voice sound reversed, and it's not the app. It's me learning this reverse type of stuff. Like that, and with the effect that I use, that shit sounds insane. And it really delves into the mind of this kid. I'm telling you, go listen to it. I'm telling you, everybody's 3.0. Everybody's 3.0. I'm trying to work on making Cleavis more 3.0. I kind of get a little bit stuck in Cleavis sometimes. I kind of do the voice and I forget that I need to do certain things that Cleavis should be doing. But it's coming to me. Like, Little Cricket comes down to him. What's going on? Is it? The story is so cast with the boy, Spidey, and it's all creepy. So it comes to me. It just comes and it comes out. You know what I mean? And I call them.
Oh, yeah.
In my mind. I can see. Oh, no. They've been there forever. go. This is going to be like a six-segment fucking podcast, my friend. We're at 35 minutes because of five-minute increments. We're at seven segments, I mean, seven parts of this conversation. I love it. I love it.
And it's closing upon. I'm going to run and get some coffee and wake up. And yeah.
I'm going to sleep. But I'm glad you took the phone. This is Spidey Hicks, voice over podcast with none other than Notorious Joe Cass, the silly guy. I love him to death. After you come on, you fuckers better be ready. And I'm going to leave it on that note.
Thank you. Namaste. Have a good night.